Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 21. For in eating, everyone taketh before his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunken. Now, let me explain what this verse is talking about. In this eating event, they had what we would call kind of, sort of, dinner on the ground, so we could put it our minds back then. They're having big love. They're having big feast, dinner on the grounds, okay? And what they were doing after they would have dinner on the grounds, they were the Lord's Supper. It wasn't that they would do it in that order that was so bad. It was the way they were thinking, because when they're having their dinner on the ground, they had different groups of people, that some were rich and some were poor. And instead of sharing together kind of how we do it, aren't you glad when we have dinner on the ground, everybody brings their own food and just, you may not want to eat what somebody else fixed, but you get the picture. We share. At this one, what they were doing, people would bring their own food and only they ate it. You get the picture? Kind of like dinner on the ground. You sit at your own table and you're only eating your own prime rib, and you're not letting me have none of your prime rib, okay? I'd be very mad at you if you did that. But that's exactly what they were doing, by the way, because that's what he's saying, that they have his own supper. It's just for them, his family or whoever, and others is hungry. They don't have anything. It's so much unlike the book in Acts chapter number 2. If you read that first church at Jerusalem, they shared everything together. Everything. Their meals, they said, they had all things in common. And they would observe the Lord's Supper. Nothing wrong with that. But what was happening here at Church Corinth, they were having their quote-unquote dinner on the grounds, but they had their little factions. And he said, this ain't the time you eat the Lord's Supper. And when he says, because some is hungry and another is drunken. Now, let me clarify that. I have it here. The word drunken means to be saturated or drenched. A lot of people think that means they're sitting at the Lord's Supper drinking alcoholic beverages, getting sloshed, getting drunk. That's not what this is saying. They were eating so much, they were getting like a bunch of gluttons. They were getting drunk on their food. That's what the thought here. They weren't bringing, who said Jack Daniels? Thank you, but you said that, not me. Or any kind of wine, any kind of, and so you understand the thought here. They're not sitting there getting drunk, or Paul would really put one on them. What he's talking about is hungry. Some have a lot of food, and some are hungry. They don't have anything. So he compares that. One's hungry, and another's drunk. You have so much food, you're getting saturated. You're getting, by the way, you know what the word glutton means? You know what glutton is when they have these feasts? They'd eat so much, they'd be full, and they'd stick their finger down their throat and throw it up so they could eat more. Okay, anyway, and this is basically what, not they were doing that to that extent, but anyway, they were eating so much, he said, you're getting drunk on your own food, okay? He's not talking about getting Jack Daniels, okay? Now you said that, okay. And then verse number 22, and I'll finish up with this. I love this. What? And that's not what he said. He said it this way. What? If I could emphatically say it in the Greek text. What? It's a negative participle. Literally, I looked this up. What? Doug's checking me right now. He's on his phone. It's a negative participle. And I'm not a Greek. So I just love the thought. He did it. Can I do it one more time when I was writing this down? What? It was a strong objection, even a rejection. Vines listed it as something meaning it's an impossibility. When he said, what? It's impossible. When he says this, have ye not houses to eat or to drink in? It's like a rhetorical question. Of course they had houses to eat in. Of course they had houses to drink to be able to eat these meals in. Why are you bringing it here and doing what you're doing here? Eat at home. Eat that prime rib, and if you ain't going to share it with others, eat it at home. That's what he is saying. I love this. When he says, or despise ye the church of God, and shame them which have no, don't you have no shame. Matter of fact, you're shaming them, and really it's shame on you. So what are you saying? You're despising. The word despise means to think lowly of something or to value very little. The church had turned the Lord's Supper into a fleshly, reveling feast regarding the little, the sacredness of the observance of the Lord's Supper. Let me repeat that. The church at Corinth, had turned the Lord's Supper into a thing of reveling and feasting and just having, they alongside their other feasts, they didn't separate the two because of the sacredness of the observance of the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper, it is a sacred observance. It's a serious thing. Shame means to lower in value or to devalue a person. Here you are, eating like a hog. And here's these people ain't got nothing in front of you, and you're putting them to shame. And really, y'all should be the ones. Y'all ought to be ashamed of yourself. What are you saying here? Paul's message was clear. If you want to eat or drink selfishly, we'll do it at home. What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. Paul was not happy with them. Let me close with this. Paul was not happy with them. As a matter of fact, they should have been ashamed of themselves. Two times already in this passage, he says, I praise you not, in verse number 17 and again in verse number 22. Instead of coming together as one body, in one mind, in one accord, they were divided among themselves. The Lord's Supper is not meant to be a time of festivity or of reveling, but a solemn occasion remembering what Jesus did for us on the cross of Calvary. That's why we'll look at it next week, where he talks about eating. Well, turn me real quick, you're here. Verse number 27. We'll look at it in a little more detail next week. He uses the word unworthily. You're partaking of the Lord's Supper unworthily. He didn't say unworthy. None of us are worthy of this. He uses the word unworthily. In other words, the manner in which we are observing this, we're doing it irreverently. We're not really having the right attitude, the right motives of observing the Lord's Supper. And you know what happened to some of the people in the church at Corinth? They died. And some were sick. God placed judgment on the church at Corinth because of the way they were observing the Lord's Supper irreverently, unworthily, and not in the proper manner. And Paul said, no wonder some of y'all are sick. No wonder some of y'all are dying like that. So Paul was trying to help them, and we'll look more next week about this and why I believe that the church, the Lord's Supper is for the members of that church only. Now, I won't make many friends, but I'm not here to make friends. Well, I am, but I want you to be my friend. But at the same time, I want to teach what I believe the Word of God says without any compromise, without somebody saying, preacher, won't you just drop that subject and move on to the next one? Because you offend a lot of people. Well, we're going to see what the Bible says about us, okay? I love you, and I hope you love me. And more importantly, God loves you. Amen and amen. Our Father, thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Lord, I understand this territory that we're in. It offends a lot of people. Lord, I pray that we can just give it just as plainly and as honestly and not violate Scripture. Lord, again, we thank you for what Jesus did for us on the cross of Calvary, for his shed blood, Lord, but we're also grateful for his resurrection, because without the resurrection, there would be no salvation. Lord, bless the morning worship. May you be pleased. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's get ready for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.